Our Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. This is the hour we'll be giving away the two Diamondback tickets. Great seats right behind the dugout, row 13. Hosting the San Diego Padres tomorrow, Sunday, June 21st. First pitch at 1:10 p.m. Two tickets to give away. When you hear, "I never promised you a rose garden," dial 1-888-767-4348 and have the correct answer. If you were listening in the 8 o'clock hour, our landscape and gardening hour, we had a call from Sweet Ida in Casa Grande, who told us the size of her garden. If you know the size of Ida's garden, be the first to call when you hear the cue to call, "I never promised you a rose garden."
By Lynn Anderson.
We'll be doing that before the show ends at 11 o'clock. We're here with Mark Wetland of CYC Landscaping and Nathan Angel, Bellegarde Sales Manager, talking backyard makeovers. If you've got questions, maybe you're contemplating trying to tackle one of these projects and you want to know the exact how-tos and the tips and the secrets. How do I do that without breaking my back? How do I do that without wearing out my knees? Give us a call, 1-888-767-4348. So I was recommending building the retaining wall first.
As a practice.
Yeah. And I have become a big believer, Stan, and you're a green thumb, I'm a brown thumb, but I'm a big believer in raised gardens.
I love them.
I don't think I'm ever going to spend the time to amend native soil to get it good. It just takes too long. It's years of amending. Yeah. I think I'm going to recommend everybody just go raise gardens, and there's nothing better than starting with a Bellegarde dry stack.
You know, I agree with you 100%, and I'm going to hate myself here in a couple of years because I built all of my raised gardens out of redwood.
Ooh.
One of the, not the dumbest, but one of the dumbest things I think I've ever done.
I'm sure they looked beautiful to begin with.
Well, they did. They were spectacular. But they're starting to get a little punky here and there. And one of these days, you know, they're going to have to be made out of Bellegarde pavers. And I'm not looking forward to that. Maybe you could give me some little, I could call in and say, "Hey, Rosie, how do I do this?"
Oh, I'm mean on retaining walls, baby. I could lay a mean retaining wall.
But yeah, that would be ideal for, you know, perimeter raised garden, absolutely.
Yeah, our son does not treat wood very nicely, so it does very good with concrete products.
I mean, it's a permanent installation. You do it once, it's beautiful, it's done forever.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so that's one of the things we could talk about trying to tackle. How about other things you could try and tackle for your father? You won't get it done this Father's Day, but how about a new grill island? How about a pizza oven? How about a fireplace? How about a water feature? Y'all have those all built in, ready to go.
Absolutely. Our Bellegarde Element Series is going to let you just order it up. Call a contractor like Mark at CYC or our other Bellegarde authorized contractors and just say, "You know what? I want a grill and I want it fast." Well, guess what? I've got them in stock in my yard right here in Phoenix. The island just gets dropped into place with a forklift, grills included. Drop it into place. You're ready to go.
And this isn't framed and stuccoed. This is solid masonry, never going to rot, never going to rust. It's absolutely gorgeous. And if you're listening to us at home, and I know a lot of people listen to us in the car running to and from Home Depot on their errands and things like that. But if you're listening to us at home, take them to the website, Nathan.
Absolutely. You go to Bellegarde.com. It's pretty simple, Bellegarde.com. You're going to go to the top. Really important that you make sure you're viewing the local Bellegarde because we're nationwide. So it's going to ask you for your zip code. Just type in your zip code. You'll get the super light area, which is the ones we mentioned earlier. And the drop-down menu is going to have different products available to you. Elements is one of them. Just choose the Element series. You'll see our three different series available from Elements, our Bordeaux, our Bristol, and our Brighton. And you'll be able to kind of look around and see what the options are for you in our pre-built Bellegarde Elements.
It's a beautiful photo gallery with lots of ideas on ways to transform your backyard. Absolutely beautiful stuff.
Absolutely. We've turned the Bellegarde.com website into sort of like a Pinterest page as well. If you register on our website, you'll be able to basically create a style file and be able to save those photos immediately to your style file so you don't have to remember where you saw that photo last.
Perfect. So when you're thinking about getting it done and then you call somebody like Mark at CYC, you can already have some ideas and say, this kind of stuff I like.
And guess what? Because CYC is one of our master craftsman company, along with our other Belgard authorized contractors, you can send that style file right through them on the website.
Okay. Let's talk about the different levels of tradespeople involved in laying pavers. I've already talked about the fact that I think laying pavers correctly, it really is harder than pouring concrete, I think. Maybe that's because I've done a lot more concrete than I have pavers. But I had a tough time with pavers. I mean, I had the screeds. I had my laser level out there. You're up and down. You're, at least with concrete, you're down. And you stay down for about 6 hours. With pavers, it's up and down.
Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Concrete has the advantage of gravity leveling everything out.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
A little bit more fluid, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So laying the pavers, I always tell people, is a challenge, but it's setting the right grade and knowing your grade is set while you're how far below finish grade? You're going to be 5.5 inches below finish grade.
At least.
Yeah, at least. So we got to get that set. Then we're going to come with our ABC. Then we're going to come with our sand, and that's where people make the mistake, the amount of sand they do or don't use. I want to come back and talk about that number one mistake in getting it done. Then I want to talk about the different levels of certification, ICPI, Belgard Certified, Master
Craftsman.
When we get back, y'all stay tuned. Chris and Jane, I see your calls. We'll get to you.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.